All right, let's begin a Yeshkach. I'm serious. A Yeshkach to Reb Chaim for last night's shir. Again, we're going to dig in a little bit tonight. So tonight is Choftes. Choftes on Dalif 29A, three lines down, correct? 38. Oh, good. Fantastic. Even better. Okay, good. Lama Ranil, like Gemara looks. I didn't think Gemara looked familiar. All right, good. 30A, three lines down on Reb Yaakov. Does that look right?
Yeah.
Good. Perfect. Some Reb Yaakov. Reb Yaakov, some Reb Chista. So we'll say, remember again, our sugya now is Tfilas HaDarach. So Shaila now is, at what point in time does one begin to go ahead and say Tfilas HaDarach? Mishosha Mahalich Baderach. So the halacha is, you only begin to say Tfilas HaDarach once you begin the journey. So we'll say, these halachas actually, maybe we'll find an opportunity to dig into them a little bit, because there's some great halachas over here of Tfilas HaDarach. So the halacha is, the idea over here is you don't say Tfilas HaDarach sitting in your house. That's the idea. Tfilas HaDarach is only recited once you actively begin the journey. Now, what's interesting to note is there happens to be an exception to this, which we will discuss a little bit, hopefully we'll get to it, is, according to some opinions, if you know that you are taking a journey that day, you're allowed to insert Tfilas HaDarach into Shema Kolenu, in Shmona Esrei, which is interesting. I don't think that this is normally done, because the general practice is that we recite Tfilas HaDarach, Mishas Shemach Deretz. Once you're already like embedded in the journey. Ad Kama, Nabosein Arashi over here has a Machlokes. Ad Kama means what? We'll go with the second approach of Rashi, which is that approximately, what is the minimum distance of a journey which would require Tfilas HaDarach? So Gemara says, Rav Yaakov, Rav Chista ad Parsa, Parsa. So we'll say Parsa is, let's call it for our purposes, about 15,000 square feet, about 50,000 feet, which is about a little less than 3 miles, right? About 3 miles. So understand, you know, for us, 3 miles sounds like nothing, right? 3 miles, what does that long take to go 3 miles? I'm sorry? It's nothing. But again, understand, of course, remember the whole notion of a journey was, of course, dramatically different times of the Gemara. Now, again, that's the minimum journey. That's the minimum journey. So a parsa says the minimum journey that one would have to undertake in order to recite Tfilas HaDarach. Now, I will say, now to be clear, remember, there's a whole number of other associated halachos with Tfilas HaDarach. For example, Tfilas HaDarach is often only recited on a journey you don't take regularly. Like, you know, like an interesting question comes up, should you recite Tfilas HaDarach from here to Lakewood? Now, if you're driving in Lakewood itself, you certainly should say Tfilas HaDarach and Ben Shagomel after you get wherever you're supposed to go, right? But I don't think that's an exaggeration, actually. Right? But Lamaisa. So again, I will say. So interestingly enough, certainly it would seem to have the distance requirement. The question just is that a journey that one makes regularly? If it is, then one bepashtos would not say Tfilas HaDarach. If it's not, then one would say Tfilas HaDarach. So there is some level of subjectivity involved in this as well. Again, I do want to do a little bit of the Shulchan Aruch with this, maybe tomorrow night in Mir Hashem. Vehechi Maslilei. So we'll say, so how do you daven it? Now, the Gemara is asking over here, like, what is the physical position that one should be? Because obviously, Tfilas HaDarach is a tefillah you're reciting while you're journeying. So what's the real shayla the Gemara is asking over here? Like, do you need to pull over to the side of the road, get out of the car, or off the wagon, or off the donkey, and say Tfilas HaDarach, you know, like, standing up, you know, with more kavanah? Or can you say it while traveling? So the Gemara said, Rav Chista Amar Mu'umad. Rav Chista said, really, you should stop the journey, get out from the wagon, from the car, and stand up and recite Tfilas HaDarach. Okay? Rav Sheshe Samra Fila Mahalach. Rav Sheshe says, no, even if you're walking, which means you don't have to stop the travel in order to say Tfilas HaDarach, and that's how we paskin. So that's why we say Tfilas HaDarach essentially in transit. Now, again, what we still have to figure out over here is, how long does the journey have to be? What type of journey does it have to be? And at what stage in the journey do you recite Tfilas HaDarach? So we'll try to answer all of those things. Rav Chista Rav Sheshes Tavakav Azi Baruch. So I'll say a story. Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes are traveling. Kam Rav Chista Vikamatzli. So apparently Rav Chista stood up and he said Tfilas HaDarach. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes L'shamei. Rav Sheshes, who was older, said to his attendant, Mai Ka'avid Rav Chista. What is Rav Chista doing? Also, Rav Sheshes was blind. He says, what is Rav Chista doing? So Amar Lei Kayu Matzli. He's stopping, standing up, and saying Tfilas HaDarach. Amrale Ukman Nami Lididi Va'atzli. You know what? So help me get up as well. I'll say Tfilas HaDarach. Why? Mios Tov Al Tikra Ra. Because it is good to be good and not to be called evil. So what's interesting? So Rav Sheshes apparently didn't really feel that one needed to stop or stand up for Tfilas HaDerech. But what he figured was like this. What he figured was that since Rav Chisda was stopping and standing, then he should probably do the same thing. I will say, you know, there's a concept like this, that when you are with someone who's engaged in something good, so join in. Join in. In other words, the failure to join in to some type of good initiative, in and of itself, is considered to be like a commission of evil. Like there's two different, almost like levels of averas. There's an active commission of an avera, and then there's the failure to take advantage of an opportunity which has presented itself. So Rav Sheshet says, "Look, Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda is stopping and saying he's going above and beyond. Why shouldn't I do that? In other words, easy enough to join in. Let me join in. Incredible. Let's go by there." Says the Gemara. We're going to come back to Tefillah Sederach. We're not fully finished, but a little bit of a break. So we'll say, remember again, the Gemara has introduced us to two truncated forms of Shmona Esrei. One is called Havinenu, and one is called Tefillah Kitzara. Wherein lies the difference? Havinenu Bailis Le Gimel Kamaisa Gimel Basraisa. So we'll say, first of all, Havinenu. Remember again, we spoke about this on Monday night. Havinenu. What's the truncated part of Havinenu? What's the truncated part? It's the middle 13 brachas. So the way Havinenu works is you say the first three brachas, last three brachas, and you truncate the entire middle part. Furthermore, we'll say, watch this. Let's say you're davening Havinenu because you're in a situation where you just can't daven a longer Shmona Esrei. But then you get home. Do you have to daven again? Or should you daven again? And the Gemara says, no. You've said a bona fide Shmona Esrei, a shortened Shmona Esrei, but a bona fide Shmona Esrei. Conversely, but Tfilah Kitzara, remember again, Tfilah Kitzara doesn't have, the Gemara says, lo boilet saluye, lo gimel kamaisa, lo gimel basraisa. So first of all, again, the Tfilah Kitzara, you're not reciting the first three brachas and the last three brachas. It's not Shmona Esrei. Tfilah Kitzara is what you say, is what you daven, when you can't daven Shmona Esrei, but you need to say something within like the world of prayer. But it's not Shmona Esrei. And because of that, v'chimati lebeisei, furthermore, again, because of a Tfilah Kitzara, if all you recited was a Tfilah Kitzara, when you get home and you are able to daven, you have to daven a full Shmona Esrei again. Another distinction, Havinenu is recited standing up. The Tfilah Kitzara, which is the short Tfilah, is only recited or is recited whether you're standing or you're sitting. Okay, let's go back to Hayrochev Alachamar. So we'll say, so listen to this. Tanrabban, Hayrochev Alachamar, Vigiyaz Man Tfilah. Let's say I'm riding a donkey and it's time for davening. Time for Shmona Esrei. So Im Yesh Lamishi Yochas Eschamoro, Yered Lamata Vispadal. So we'll say, so now what's the Shaila? Right? I'm traveling. It's time for Mecha, time for Shachar, so whatever it is. Right? So now what's the Shaila? Can I daven while on the donkey, or do I need to get off the donkey? So the Gemara says, it depends. What does it depend on? If you have someone who could hold your donkey, I guess like, not hold your donkey, but hold the reins. Hold the reins of your donkey, so that this way, again, you know your donkey's cared for. You can go ahead and daven. Then that's best. Ve'im lav. But if you don't have someone to hold your donkey, then yeshibim kol miyispavah. Then you could just daven on the donkey itself.
That's sitting.
Sitting, right. Yeah. It's not like Ringling Brothers over here, or he's standing on the donkey. No, so remember, you're two different halachas, right? One is talking about Havinenu, like in the abstract. So Havinenu in the abstract should be said standing. If you're traveling, and now it's time for Shmona Esrei, let's say, so again, I could daven a full Shmona Esrei. There's nothing stopping me from davening a full Shmona Esrei. The Shaila just, do I have to get off my donkey to daven it or not? So again, someone's watched my donkey, get off. Someone not watched my donkey, stay on. Stay on and daven. So the Gemara listens to this. Well, says incredible halacha. Rabbi says, "Ben kach uben kach yeshev im koma v'yispala." Well, says this is such an affirming halacha. So Rabbi says, "No, just stay on the donkey and daven." Why? Listen to this. L'fi she'in daito miyushev esalav. Now let's say this is incredible. You ever know where you have to take a trip? You have to go like on a road trip. And, you know, that feeling of anxiety that, like, we got to get going. Like, especially, like, if it's with your family. Like, we have to go. We have to go. Right? And, like, the bathroom. Oh, I forgot. And, like, you feel, like, this ball of anxiety. Literally, this is very close to my heart because this happened to me yesterday. Baruch Hashem, my niece got engaged. It was, that's why I wasn't here last time. I gave this year. So we had to, like, I had to go to New Jersey. And we currently before 4 o'clock. And I had to be there by 7. and that we're gonna and again, suddenly it's like let's start having conversations, right? Let's talk about, you know, I don't know, the family vacation we took 15 years ago, or suddenly again, you know, everything, suddenly everybody's incontinent, you know, 2 minutes in, you know, like, come on, we have to go, people, we have to go. So again, supposed to, it's incredible. So,
does your family listen to the recording?
I hope not. If they do, it again, it's just out of love for my family, out of love for my extended family. I was trying to get there already, and also we had to come back the whole night, whatever. It's an avoda. It's an event. So the Gemara says as follows. If they do, I'll just tell them you gave shir tonight. This wasn't me. So Rebbe says something amazing. Rebbe says, either way, stay on the donkey. Why? It was incredible. Why? Because it will say most people, when they're traveling, if you make them, what's the word? Disembark?
Dismount.
Dismount. Thank you. If you make them dismount, in other words, if you make a person stop the journey in order to daven, they're not going to concentrate. So you're better off kind of just like letting the person stay on the donkey. So what Rebbe essentially is saying is, you'll have more kavana staying on the donkey and continuing the journey than dismounting the donkey, standing still, and then worrying about the delay in the journey. Such a fascinating idea. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi, V'itim Rabbi Yeshua, maybe halacha k'Rabbi. I will say, that's how the halacha is. Now, obviously, I will say, this is talking about a person who's going to have this kind of anxiety. Right, so a person could say, okay, work on yourself. So go ahead and don't have the anxiety and stop the donkey, get off, right, and daven. But again, what's interesting about this halacha is there's this like level of subjectivity. You know, what I know myself, am I going to be more anxious or less anxious if I get off the donkey to daven? Rebbe says, again, that will determine what posture you should take when davening during travel. Incredible. Turn our button on. Sorry? So I think today it's different. I think, you know, also with a donkey, like with an animal, you know, you have to be worried about the animal, like, walking, moving, this, that. I think that, I'm sorry? Teslas do the things. So I think the pashtus today, you know, if somebody were to ask you, say, you know what, pull over on the rest stop, daven a quick davening, and go. Now look, could a person make an argument that it's going to be too anxiety provoking, I'm going to daven while I'm sitting in the car? I guess you could, but I think just like, the delay that one would encounter, let's say, with dealing with a donkey, I think is significantly more than one would potentially encounter with a car. That's what I say. If someone were to ask me what to do, I'd say, stop, pull over, daven a quick Shmona Esrei, you knowing that it's not going to be like a kavana, you're not shaking the heavens with the Shmona Esrei. You're discharging an obligation, do it, get back on the road and go. That's what I think. Tana Baron. Let's go back there. Says the Gemara, Suma umisha eni yochal l'chavin es haruchos. Let's listen to this. Let's say someone is blind, or someone just is directionally challenged. So, meaning I just don't know which way is which. Now what this is talking about over here is, let's say a person is blind or a person doesn't know which direction they're facing and they have to daven. So where do you face? So the Gemara says, you should just direct your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I just want to tell you, there's also like a beautiful metaphorical understanding of this. The Gemara tells us sometimes a person is blind or eino yachal l'chavin es haruchos, which means, I don't know which direction to take in life. You know what I'm saying? There are times where I am just directionless. And times in which I just don't know, right, left, east, west. I don't know where to go or what to do. So what do you do in those moments? You direct your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes I will say, when you feel a little bit lost in life, the best thing one could do is just essentially throw themselves into the arms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't know which direction to take. You don't know where you're going or what you're doing. Direct your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so beautiful. Shneimar, Vispalu al Hashem. Vispalu al Hashem. Hayomer b'chutz la'aretz. Let's say a person is standing in chutz la'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Yechaven eslibo k'neged Eretz Yisrael. You daven in the direction of Eretz Yisrael. Shneimar, Vispalu eilecha derech artzom. Hayomer b'Eretz Yisrael. What if you're standing in Eretz Yisrael? You face Yerushalayim. Shneamar, V'spalalu al Hashem derach ha'ir shabacharta. Hayo ome b'Yerushalayim. What if you're standing in Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, Yichavin aslibu k'neged Beis HaMikdash. You stand in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. Shene emar. V'spalalu al ha'bayis hazeh. Hayo omeid b'Beis HaMikdash. What if you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash? Well, this is interesting. You're standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Where do you face? Yichavin aslibu k'neged Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim. You face the Holy of Holies. Shene emar. V'spalalu al ha'makom hazeh. Hayo ome Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim. This is interesting. Let's say you're standing in the Holy of Holies. Standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So I said, interestingly enough, and I just want to point out, you're thinking to yourself, come on, where is this case ever going to come up, right? The only person standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is when? Is the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. Now, the truth is, there is another potential possibility, which is, I'm sorry? Right. So you have people who come to clean, you have people who come to do repairs. Now, there's whole discussions about exactly how they navigated in there, but Lamaisa, you could have a situation where you have a lay person in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It could happen. So what do you do? Sorry? You'll take that job. I want that job. So the Gemara says, Hayo omeid, Hayo beis kodesh hakadoshim. So let's say again, I'm standing in the kodesh hakadoshim. Yichavin eslibo kineged beis hakapores. You stand facing the lid of the ark. Facing the lid of the ark. Hayo omeid achori beis hakapores. So what's it? What happens if you're standing in the Holy of Holies behind the ark? So what do? Yira atzmo kilu lifnei hakapores. So you view yourself as if you're standing in front of the ark, and ultimately again face the and view yourself as if you're in front of the ark and face forward. Okay. Nimsa. So we'll say, what does it turn out when you put all this together? Nimsa omid b'mizrach machzor pana l'mayrav. So it turns out if you're in the east, you turn to the west. B'mayrav machzor pana l'mizrach. If you're in the west, you turn to the east. B'dara machzor pana l'tzafon. If you're in the south, you turn to the north. B'tzafon machzor pana l'darom. And if you're in the north, you turn to the south. And Abba said, what's so beautiful about this? Nimtzu kol Yisrael mechavnin aslibam l'makom echad. Abba said, the most beautiful thing is, everyone is facing in the same direction. Right? In other words, that everyone, everyone is oriented towards the same thing. Such a beautiful idea. Kol Yisrael mechavnin aslibam l'makom echad. So the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Avin v'yitim Rabbi Avin. Now, Mikra, what's the pasuk? K'migdal David Savarecha Banui Letalpios. So we'll say literally again, David, so pasuk over here. The pasuk over here in Shira Shirim. Literally again, your neck is like the Tower of David. Banui Letalpios. What does that mean? What's Talpios? Tel Shekol Pios Ponimbo. It's the mound or the mountain that all mouths are directed towards. So we'll say, what is that a reference to? The Beis HaMikdash. It's such a beautiful idea. Tel Pios. The Beis HaMikdash is the mountain that all mouths, when uttering prayers, ultimately, again, are directed to. Rabbi Bosse, we'll stop over here. I just want to point out, if this was a shorter daf, we would have done a complete amud. This is a very long daf. I'm just pointing out. It's a very long daf. I think it counts as if we did an amud. All right, tomorrow night, just want to run this by. Tomorrow night, what I'd like to do is, because now the time change, maybe what we'll do is Mincha 7:15, and then Yaretz Hashem, the shir immediately following Mincha Mariv, which will be at 7:40. Which we have 7:40, which is then right before Chassidus. So shir, same Thursday schedule, 7:40 p.m. But again, if you want, you could chap the Mincha Ma'ariv beforehand, which will end punct right on time.
Still tomorrow at 9.
Yeah, then it's Chassidus at 8, and then Amir Ma'ariv at 9. Correct. Shkaya Chevra.